Okay, so let's continue on the Rosh. So what do we see so far in the Rosh? We saw that the Rosh and the Mechadish, when you have a bittul of Yavish B'Yavish, the Shittas Rosh is that it's bottle of Chavit Rei, not only is it Chatichim in the Paris, but all of the Chatichims are nefach leheter. You can eat them all with Asachas. So, the Rosh asked on himself from a Gemara about Rimaini Badan. We have a Dovah Choshev, it's not bottled even be'elav. So it fell into Tarevis, the whole Tarevis is also. But then it fell from that Tarevis into another Tarevis. So the Ri is Madaik from the Gemara, from the Rosh and the Gemara, that in the second Tarevis, even though it's a Svek Seiko, the Gemara says that it's Mutter al Svek Seiko, that's only to eat one of the Rimaini from the second Tarevis. But you can't eat all of the Rimaini from the second Tarevis. That would seem to contradict the Rosh's principle. The Rosh said, no, there it's different. There, we're not working with bittul b'roiv. It's Rimaini B'dan, they're not bottle b'roiv. There, the heter is Sveik Sveiko. So in Sveik Sveiko, you taka can't eat, even though Sveik Sveik is matter each Rimaini, but it can't be matter all the Rimaini. Because if you're going to eat all the Rimaini of the second Tarevis, then you're going to lose the second Sufik. And the Sveik Sveik only, it's not a Sveik Sveik anymore. Bashenkin over here, Bashenkin in a regular bittul b'yavish b'yavish, storm a bittul b'roiv. A bittul b'roiv, the Torah said acherabim lahatis. Acherabim lahatis means that the chaticha is nepach to be mutter. All the chatichas are nepach to be mutter. So, bashkof rishayna, this is yesterday, the chayav bashkof rishayna, what's the pshat in the Rosh's chilul? The Rosh is saying that acherabim lahatis is a hispatlos. It's like bittul lach balach, it loses its identity, becomes nullified in the majority, and just like by lach balach, you're allowed to eat the whole pork and beans. So by Yavish B'Yavish as well, the Isser has a hisbatlus in the heter, it's botul, used the lashon of the Rambam, but it's a mutoi, it's some kind of lach balach kind of bitul, it loses its identity, and it becomes mutter. Vashenkin sveik sveik, sveik sveik is just birurim of sofik. So one sveik sveik is mutter, but if I eat all of the remainim, it's not a sveik sveik anymore. Kach bashkof rishoyin, that would have seemed to be pshat in the Rosh. The problem is that later, behemshech, the Rosh brings a raya to this yisoid, that Achirat Lahatis is matter all of them, all of the Chatichos. He brings a raya from the Gemara in Zvachim, that Chatis HaMeso, that behemoth that's also a Chatis HaMeso, Kanisar, but a whole bunch of other behemoths. And the Gemara asks, so they're all also, because it's a Balchayim, Balchayim are in bottles, it's a Dovah Choshev. So the Gemara asks, but let's stampede the herd, Nechbeshinu v'nidayni. And then it will say called the parish Meruba parish. So each behemoth should be mutar. It's called the parish even Balachayim. They're not bottled in a tarevis, but called the parish Meruba parish. You have even by Balachayim. So the Moris wants to say that it's exero that maybe 10 kohanim will bring 10 of these behemoths to the Beis Hamikdash bevas achas. And the Rosh seems to learn that we're talking about bringing all of the behemoths, not like Rashi that will bring most of the behemoths. The Rosh learns that means we're bringing all of the behemoths. So if you bring all of the behemoths bevas achas, the Gemara thinks, then you can no longer rely on the right, because now I know that all of the behemoths, I'm bringing all of the behemoths, one of them is possible. So that's why they didn't allow you to take even one of the behemoths, because you might come to bring all of the behemoths. So the Gemara slugs it up, and the Gemara says, v'chimekisa asira, can the fact that I'm bringing them all together in one frying pan, all of the imurim from all of these behemoths, so that makes them be chayzer, isurim. Lechatchila they were mutter. Each one was parish achirav melhatis. Once lechatchila we were matting them with achirav melhatis, then even afterwards, if you bring them all at the same time, it's not a problem. Says the Rosh, oh, you see my side? That once we pass into achirav melhatis, that it's mutter. Once the Torah is matter it, so it's not chosili suroi. They were not talking about this batlos of lach balach. They were talking about, there it's clearly talking about nechbashin. They were talking about called the parish meruva parish, which is a beer of a sveikas. So what does it have to do? What in the world does it have to do with the Rosh's Yisoid? How can you say over there it's not chayis? It's a beer of Sekis, so why can't it be chayis? It's only a beer, but now I know the beer that one of these behemoths is possible. I'm being makav on the Mizbeach, one of the behemoths that's possible. So you see clearly in the Rosh that was never the pshat in the Rosh. The Rosh's Yisoid that Achirav Lahatis is mahapach the Issa to be heter. It's not with the Yisoid of his spatlos. It's not like the not by lach by lach. It's halacha even by beer of Sekis, that once a Torah paskind that this behemoth is mutter, this sofik, this behemoth which is a sofik, chatas hamesa, this behemoth from the herd, the Torah paskin, this behemoth is muteres. Once this behemoth, once we have a psak from Torah, this behemoth is muteris, then this behemoth is muteris, and it's not choyz l'yisroi. And even if I bring afterwards all the behemoths b'vas achas on the mizbeach, it doesn't matter. I know theoretically that one of these behemoths is also. No, since the Torah paskin that each one that it's muter with the birur of achirat and lahatis, even though it's a birur of seikas, but the Torah paskin that each one that it's muteris, so kilo we have a basker that this behemoth is muteris, and even though afterwards I bring them all b'vas achas, it doesn't matter. Each behemoth has a heter. Again, the story is very hard to understand. At the end of the day, it's only a birur of seikas, and now I know that I'm bringing a behemoth psula on the mizbeach. Nonetheless, that's apparently the side of the Rosh that we say. That when you, even by a beer of seikas, once the Torah said that it's mutter, once the Torah said achirav and lahatos, and we pass him that the behemoth is muteris, we pass him that the chatichos muteris, it's chayzulios mutter, and even though in theory I now know I'm eating the bowl of asachas, it doesn't make a difference. It's still muteris. So if that's the case, so we asked yesterday, so what's the difference in sveik sveikah? So then what was the chilik, the rosh and the chalik before that, but that by sveikah sveikah it's not the way? So let's say the same thing by sveik sveikah. Since in the second teravis, each rimon individually has a sveik sveikah. So the Torah kilu paskan that each rimon individually that it's muteris, that it's mutter. So it should be mutter even if I eat them bowl of asachas. What's the difference between the beer of roiv and the beer of sveik sveikah? So l'chara, we have to say, v'echach, is that there's a difference talk in the beer of roiv and the beer of sveik sveikah. That sveik sveikah is not a beer. Sveik sveikah doesn't mean that the sveik sveikah is mevar, that this is mutter. Sveik sveikah means that I'm not choshish for such a vital sofik. So a far-fetched sofik. It's not only one sofik, it's a sofik on top of a sofik. So I don't have to be choshish, this is the rimon that's awesome. That's not called a beer. A beer is I have a sofik, and Torah says that gzeres hakosuf. That's the thing why the Rosh stresses that achirav lahat is gzeres hakosuf. That means there's a zog. The Torah said this chatichus muteres achirav lahat is there's a psak of the Torah zil basaruba. I have a sofik, and the Torah says what's the din of this sofik zil basaruba called the parish mu parish achirav lahat is. But shveik sveiko not the pshat that I have a sofik when Torah is mechir the sofik. The pshat rather is that I don't have a sofik at all because mechateisa for me to be mistapik in something which is a vital sofik. So that's the word of sveik sveik, but that was never a psak, just that I didn't ever have the sofik. I never have the sofik when I'm eating each rim individually, so why should I be chayshish that it's one of the rimayin in masurim? But if I eat them all together, then already it's only one sofik, then I do have to be chayshish. And once I have to be chayshish, then I never had a psak in the Torah, I had to be mechir the sofik. It was once the sveik sveik, it turns into a single sofik, the Torah never told me how to be mechir that sofik. By sveik sveik, I don't have to be chayshish for the sofik in the first place. But now it's not a sveik sveik anymore, now it's a sofik, and this sofik I never got a psak. So the Mela, here you don't have the svar of the Rosh. That's what seems to emerge out of this Rosh. So now let's go on to the Rosh. The Rosh is Akasha. This is a piece that we skipped yesterday. On page Kuf Samachay, the third line, first column, third line. So he says, "V'gam nami lo domi le'tabashel v'nizara shenizara be'elef tabayis v'nofal achas min liyam agadol hutru kulum u'pir shish osel lihanas mehem kulum keechod v'chein avar tmim shenizara v'vegorei bali mumen kam rabbi lezer in korv v'yish echad yakiv v'kol ha'roshim kam rabbi lezer l'hitir rabbi lezer l'shnayim shnayim aval echad loy." What's the nice of it? The Gemara over there says you have a tabashal of a nazar. So tabashal of a nazar also, a nazar is not bottle afilu be'elf. Just like a berry is not bottle of a nazar, chazav u'machmir by a nazar, it's not bottle afilu be'elf. So the Gemara has a case there, you have a tabashal of a nazar, with this arev got mixed up with elef tabois. So they're all also. One of those tabois then fell into the Yamagadu. So the Gemara says that it's mutter. The rest of the tabois become mutter. I'm toile. That the tabas that fell into the Amagodol, that was the tabas shel Avodah Zarah. So let's say b'pshutoi v'hashkof rishayna. How does it work? It works because let's not think yet why it works, but it works. Let's say it works. I'm told that one fell into the Amagodol. The rest of the tabas are mutter. So he brings from the Ri that the rest of the tabas are mutter, each one individually. But I can't be nana from all the tabois b'vasachas. For example, I can't take all of the tabois and sell them as a package deal to a guy. Because that would be called that I'm nana from all the tabois b'vasachas. That I can't do. I can be nana from each one at a time, but I can't be nana from all the b'vasachas. Then he also quotes the Gemara that the Rebbe Elazar said, Lehitta Elazar Lishnaim Shnaim, even one at a time, even though you can be nana from each one individually, but you have to be nana from them by twos. Take two tabois and sell them. Take two tabois and sell them. Not one, one. So first of all, it's not so clear why he's mentioning that at all. What does that have to do with this problem? This problem is basically from the Ri. The kasha that the Rosh is asking is from the Ri. The Ri said a chiddush that even though you're allowed to be nana from the tabois, since one of them fell off the Amagol, you're allowed to be nana from the rest of the tabois, but only each one individually, not bevasachas. So that by itself is a kasha, you see, from the Ri, that there's an issue that even though you can be nana from each one individually, because I have a roif, plus it fell into the Yamagodl, whatever exactly the word, there's some combination here of the fact that really it's Batul B'roif, but it's Avodah Zarah, it can't be Batul B'roif, well, for that, one of them fell into the Yamagodl. So there's some, that's somehow exactly what the Chazal will see as we go along, but that's more or less what's happening. Really, the Tabas should be Batul Echad B'Elef, but it can't because it's Avodah Zarah. But for that, it helps that one fell into the Yamagodl. Obviously, falling one into the Yamagodl doesn't help for normal Taravis. If you have a Taravis of, Chazmet, something that's not Batul. I know Yovish Chad B'Chad. A piece of Chad, a Nebele got mixed up with a piece of Kolshim. So it's not Batul, because Chad B'Chad. And one of them fell into the Yamagodl. It doesn't help you. So, but the other one might be also. But here, really, it should be Batul B'Elef. But it can't be Batul, because it's Avodah Zarah. So for that, it helps that one of them fell into the Yamagodl. So the reason Mechadish, that even though L'chara had Bitul B'Roif, but I can't be Nenef from the wall of Vasacha. So the Kasha lies from in the Ri. Why does he also mention this other business that the Gemara says that even though you're allowed to be Nenef from the Tabois, but you have to be Nenef from them by twos. You can't be Nenef from each one individually. What does that have to do with anything? So I think the Pshat is like this. It's a very strange halacha. What's Pshat and Rebbe Lezer's halacha altogether? You have to be Nenef by twos. It's not even the halacha, by the way, because even though Avodah Zarah, we don't have so much. But we don't have so many Avodah Zarahs. But it's negated to any, like a chaticha rilis kabed, anything that's not bottled, like a chaticha rilis kabed. So let's get mixed up into Tereves. And one of them fell into the Yamagodl. So that's also mutter. Same idea, but only Shnaim Shnaim. So what's the word of Shnaim Shnaim? So the Rosh says in the Hemshech that the word of Shnaim Shnaim is that we take two out at a time, take two rings out at a time. Let's say you sell them by twos. You have these 1,000 rings. You have this batch of 1,000 rings, and one of them fell into the Yamagodl, so you're allowed to be nana from them. But the way you have to be nana from them is not to be nana from the one at a time, but to sell them in pairs. What's the mile of selling them in pairs? So the Rosh says in the Hemshech, when you sell them in a pair, so each two that you sell, you know for sure that one of them is mutter. So it's not so clear what's that maisif. I mean, it's a dinder abonim, because what does it matter that one of them is mutter? But I'm selling both. So it's this, what was I maisif in the... What exactly was I maisif over here? No, it seems to be a dinder abonim. That even though we allow you to be nene from the tabois, we're told that the issa fell into the Yamagodl, but you have to be nene in such a way that at least part of what you're selling is heter. I'm selling two tabois at a time, so I know for sure one of them is not the tabas asu. So now I'm allowed to sell both. All right, so it's an extra dinder abonim. I think some Rishonim, one of the Rishonim has a solution. The Rosh just says it like that. That one of them, I know for sure the one of them is mutter, that's why it's somehow better. I don't remember where I saw one of the Rishonim has a nusach. There's like an extra layer of suffix. And when I sell them by twos, so each one, besides the general suffix that I had before, that it's which one fell into the Yamagodl and which one is the Tabas Asura, but here I have like an extra suffix that I have now these two, and one of them is Mutter. So each one now, even within these, even from the ones that I have, each one is not a, each one is like an extra suffix, and each Tabas. Yeah, again, it's a Dinder Abonim. It's hard to really intuit why it works. But what does that do with anything? Okay, fine. It's an interesting halacha, sort of hard to understand. What does that have to do with what we're talking about? So I think the Pashup Shad is that this was where the Ri was coming from. This was the Ri's Hechacha. The Ri was Mechir from here that you see that even after one of them falls into the Yamagodl, I don't treat the rest of the Tabois as being Vadai Mutter. It's only they're only Mutter Misofik. So you have to add some kind of extra wrinkle of Sofik in order to actually be Nana. So I think this was the Ri. This is why the Ri said, this is the mokka for the Ri. I'll come back to this in a second, maybe, and add a layer. But I think this was the mokka for the Ri to say that you can't be nana from all of them. If I held the vadai that the one that was also fell into the Yamagodl, if I had a vadois over here, so then I wouldn't need to be nana shnaim shnaim, and then I could use them all. I could be nana from them all. But Hayoisi see in the Gemara that even after one of them falls into the Yama Gadol, it's not so poshut. It is, we do treat this Tarhoibis as a little bit of a suffix. We require you to be Nena Shnayim Shnayim, which somehow gives you an extra margin of safety that you're never being Nena only from the Avodah Zarah. So you see that we are treating it somehow as a suffix. So if we're treating it somehow as a suffix, there's some vestige of suffix left here. Says the Ri. So then you can't be Nena Mekulam Keachot. Because once it's a suffix, so when you're nena one at a time, so you have the basic suffix that it's a echad me'elef. But if you're going to nena from all, you're going to sell them at a package deal, 1,000 tabois. You're going to sell 1,000 tabois at once, so then you lose the whole suffix. So therefore, that's the read. Anyway, so the Rosh is asking, I think that's why the Rosh brings this to Rebbe Elazar. Otherwise, it has nothing to do with anything, because that's the mocha for the read. I looked in the Avodah Zarah, Tosfos in the Avodah Zarah doesn't mention this read, so I can't say I looked too far, but Tosfos doesn't mention it. But I think that's why he mentions this business about Shnayim Shnayim. Anyway, so he has a kasha from the Ri. So he answers that it's not the same. Yosam, Agdei Atayrovis Nesu Kulum. The emes is that the Tabas asked the whole Tayrovis because it's already not bought. Ela Mekilin Litli Sa Iser Ba Iser Shepirish. Bekuli Hai Loi Mekilin Latiran Bekuli Hai Loi Mekilinon Latiran Kulum Keechot. The Rosh answer is really very similar to what he said before by Rimoni Bedan. Here the heter is not roif, because it's a tabas over the zorah doesn't have a roif. Tabas over the zorah is not bottled roif. The heter is sort of a sveik sveiko. What's a sveik sveiko? Have 1,000 taboys. One of them is also. That's all by itself. It's a suffix. Every tabas that I take out of this batch is a suffix. Maybe it's not the one that fell in. Number two, there's another suffix. Maybe the one that fell in is not even here anymore. Notice, first of all, maybe the tabas is not here. Maybe it fell into the Yama Godel. And even if it is here, maybe this isn't it. So sveik sveiko. So that he said before already. By sveik sveiko, you don't have to say that it's nepech. It's not that the tabas were nepech leheter. Each tabas, it doesn't dawn on me to be mistopic that maybe this is the tabas of the Zohar, because it's a vayta sofik. Maybe the tabas of the Zohar is not here at all, and even if it's here, maybe this isn't it. But so in a sveik sveiko, so I don't. But if I eat them kulum keechod, I'm going to be netted from them kulum keechod. Then it's going to revert to being a single sofik. That maybe the tabas fell into the Yamagodol, and maybe it didn't. That's a single sofik, and a single sofik I can't be mekel. Basically, the side that he said before. There's this chiddush here in the Havon of the Din of Tabas. Because there's another way to understand the Din of Tabas. If you look in the Divrei Chamudis in the bottom, he brings a Rashba. It's in the second column of the Divrei Chamudis. No, I'm sorry, it's the end of the first column. In my Gemara at home, it's the big second column. The second to last line. I'm sorry, no, it is the second column. Second line of the second column. Second line of the second column. He's quoting a Rashi in Tosfos Bais. The fundamental idea behind this din of Tabas Levazara, Reb Neshek finds Batle Beroyev Dvar Torah. The tabas of the zohar minat Torah was bottle chad betray. This din, the tabas of the zohar is not bottle. I feel the elef. That's a din derabbanon. Minat Torah, I have regular bittul beroyf. The chol ben derabbanon. So once it's only a din derabbanon, yechaylim litlis v'leimer dehachti sur nafal v'had dehetaninu. Whenever we're talking about a derabbanon, so then you have a right to say to be toile that the one that fell out was the one that was problematic. So that's like we had the Gemara Pesachim, that when you're talking about the Truma B'Zman Hazeh, there are bonnets, so you can say Truma L'Tech Truma Nofa. How do I know? I don't know, but in a Drabbanon, I could be told the Hakel. So since this is only a Din Drabbanon, this Tarevis, so on the level of the Drabbanon, I could be told that the Tabashal of the Zohar is the one that fell into the sea. The Fita Rashba, what's going on by Tabashal of the Zohar is, like we're looking at two levels. On the Drabbanon level, on the Deraisib level is Botel Chad Betray. And on the Drabbanon level, so you don't have the bittul of chad betray, but then on the drabbanon level, I can be toiler that the tabashal iser fell out. L'fid the Rashba, it's not a sveik sveiko. It's a different havana. The Rosh says that the reason why that the falling into the Yama Gadol works, it's not a toilim. It's not like the Gemara in Pesachim with toilim. Since it's the drabbanon, I'm toiler truma l'tech truma nafal. The Rosh's hasbara was that it's a din really tabashal of azor is not bottle at all. Not bottle at all. But I can be mati with a sveik sveikla. So what's the sveik sveikla? Maybe the tabashal azor is gone. And even if it's here, maybe this isn't it. So it's one heter of sveik sveikla. The Fila Rashba, Rashba doesn't say a word about sveik sveikla, and the Fila Rashba doesn't have to come out to sveik sveikla. Nothing to do with sveik sveikla. It's a mimonoshach. Midarais is bottle of and midarabon and I'm toilet that, but his aura fell out. The chayitz is different as bar in the din. Lafid the Rashba, you lose the Rosh's teretz. Because the feed the Rashba, it is a din of bittul v'roiv. At the end of the day, why am I mat this tabas? Well, it depends which glasses I'm looking at it with. If I'm looking at it with my deraisa glasses, I'm mat the tabas with bittul chan v'trei. If I look with my derabonin glasses, I'm mat it with a toilim. The chum l'tech chum anofel, the avod azor fell into yamagol. But either way, why can't I eat all the rest of it? Why can't I be neder from all the tabois kachas? Why can't I be neder from all the tabois kachas? As far as the darbonin is concerned, I'm tired of that, but it's always gone. And as far as the rice is concerned, it's a regular bittul of chad betray, and a bittul of chad betray is nepach liyitz mutter. So it's not a tain of the Rashi himself. The Rashi himself doesn't hold from nepach. The Rashi himself holds that even by chatichas, you're not allowed to be eating, you're not allowed to eat them kai. You're not allowed to eat all the chatichas kachas. So the Rashi was fine. But the Rosh, you see that there's a difference here between the Rosh and the Rashba, how they understood the din of Tabashal and Rezor. So the Rashba Mechadish, that the mechanism of Tabashal and Rezor is not a mechanism of Bittul Beroiv, it's a mechanism of Sveik, a mechanism of Sveik, Sveik. Okay, let's see right. Then we skip a few lines. I don't want to get it. And the Rosh is a little bit of a thing here. He says, maybe it's not true. Maybe Takanich. Maybe. A few lines every week. Maybe it's not true. Maybe when you have a tarevis, yovish biyovish chad betray, maybe you're not allowed to eat them all kechod. Maybe not allowed to eat them all kechod. Maybe when the Torah said yovish, when the Gemara says li botul bruba, that it's botul chad betray, maybe it just means that you're allowed to eat them achas achas. But maybe vas achas you're not allowed to eat them. So he says, no, it's not mistaken. Why? Because you see that by the case of tabashal v'rezara, or by the case of v'rimoni bedan, the Gemara was at pains to tell me, at least the way the Rosh, quoting the re-read the Gemara, the Gemara was at pains to tell me there's a difference between the second Tarevis and the third. The second Tarevis, you only had to eat one of the remainder, but not all. The third Tarevis, you got to eat all of the remainder. So you see, the Gemara wants to tell me those things. So how come when it talked about the Tarevis of Chad Betray, the Gemara never bothered to tell me anywhere that you're allowed to eat them only one at a time, but not Kulun Ke'echot, unless they fell into another Tarevis? So you see, from the fact that the Gemara never bothered to tell me that, by reminding me, but down the Gemara does. By Yovish, B'Yovish, the Gemara never tells me this distinction. So apparently it's not a distinction. You're allowed to be netted from Kulam Ke'echad. Okay, now let's pick up the third line of the second column. Tilkuch Nir. The Bishul Sloishtan Ke'echad, the Bishul M'chatichas Acher, Acheres, the Akol Mutter. Now there's a Mechadish, a bigger Chiddush, another Chiddush. And having said that when you have Gimel Chatichos, the Isser is Nepachli is Mutter, and you're allowed even to eat them kulam ke'echot. So now he goes a step further, and he says that if I then took those three chatichas and I cooked them together, or even if I cooked them together with other chatichas, so now l'chayr is no longer yovish b'yovish. Now I know for sure that I have tam of the chaticha asura inside of the other chatichas. So maybe now it should be, so that should be like lach b'lach. Even min b'minoy, lach b'lach is also. You need shishim. That's the one in Tzadik Zayin. So if I have these, a tray for chicken, and I cooked it in a pot with 10 other chickens, so it'll be also. Unless I had 60 chickens. But if I cooked it in a pot with 10 other chickens, it'll be also. It's lach balach, it's nice and tam, and the other chickens. Hi, it's min b'minoy, it's not really nice and tam. But midrabban, they said you need shishim, you need a shir and a sin this time, even by min b'minoy. So here's exactly the same thing, except instead of starting off with 10, instead of taking my tray for chicken and putting it directly in a pot with 10, and a pot that's already on the fire, with 10 kosher chickens, which is also, first I took my tray for chicken and I put it in an empty pot, not in the fire, with two other chickens, and I mixed them around until it's not nikarat tarevis. And then I took those three and I put them in a pot with another seven chickens. So what's the difference? It should be the same as the first case. So these mechadish know. Once there was a yediyah that this is a tarevis, and it was butl chad betray, and it was nepech liyis mutter, so it blags mutter, and now I have three kosher chickens, being nice and tam, and the other seven chickens. So there's no tam isser, because it's all tam of heter. It's unbelievable chiddush. But that's what he wants to say. So he says, Hilkach nira, dim bishel shloshtim ke'echot, a bishtim in chatiches acheres, ve'akel mutter, v'le aminon, but now I have Tam Isser. I know for sure that there's Tam Isser floating around in this pot. We don't say that. If the chicken is mutter, then it's tzir is mutter, it's plate is mutter. Brings your eye. After all, we see that on the contrary. Dogim tmeim tzir and mutter minatar. Dogim tmeim are also, but they're tzir. It's mutter minatara. The peels, like Tosfos, like Moshe Shoinim, that the Gemara, when it says that tzir dogim is zeya ba'alma, it means that minatara it's nothing. So you see that even something which is treif, it's zeya is mutter. So something which is kosher, it's zeya is for sure mutter. So akal v'chaymer. Madach dogim that are really treif, but they're zeya is mutter. So these chickens that were nepech to be mutter, about it, zeya is also mutter. It's incredible stuff. This thing with dogim is very strange to me. I don't have a kashan on it, just strange. You know, let's talk about this dogim thing from the point of view of maybe a side issue, a peripheral issue. I don't have a kash in this line of the Russian. Fine. But it's just sort of mind-boggling. The way it's working. Dogim tmeim are treif. And you see the tzir is mutter. So you see, so it's something which is kosher with a nepach. I'll tell you what's, why it's strange to me, this monoshach. If the chicken really became kosher, so we take it literally, the chicken really became kosher. So you don't really need the raya from dogim. It's a kosher chicken. For steitzach, a kosher chicken is plaita's mutter. And if it's not so posher to us that this chicken is really and truly mutter, we're not so sure about the roshes yisoid, and we think that maybe we can only be meko kolzman, it's yovish biyovish, but the minute you have a new nidon of plaita, so maybe we have to rethink it. So then the raya from dogim doesn't tell me anything. Like, the raya from dogim is not really meisif anything. If you believe the chicken's really kosher, then dogim wasn't meisif anything. And it's a kosher chicken. And if you don't think the chicken is really kosher, then what's the right to dog him? The tzir of a treif of chicken is also. It's chilukim and exeris hakosu that Tosfos talked about. Sometimes we have a pasuk, sometimes we don't have a pasuk. The tzir of nevel, we have a pasuk. The tzir of shrotzim, we have a pasuk. The tzir of dogim, we don't have a pasuk. So some things the tzir is mutter, some things the tzir is also. The tzir of a chicken is also. The tzir of a behemoth that's a nevel is also. So that's a fact. The nidun that we have is, how do we look at this chaticha? Is it a chaticha that's a sofik nevela? Or do we say, no, this is magic of nepach, and no, now it became a kosher piece of meat. Okay. But the dogma is irrelevant. Do you believe that this chaticha is really kosher? So then it's kosher. Then it's tzir is kosher. It's plate is kosher. Everything's kosher. I don't need a raya from dogim. The raya from dogim is not meisiv anything. And if you're not so convinced that this chaticha is be'emes kosher, and you think that maybe when you're mevashalit it should be chayzer, we should be chayzer to be done afresh, that maybe this is called the plate of a be'emes nevela. So it's hard to see that the raya from dogim is going to convince me otherwise. Because dogim, tzir dogim is mutter, but tzir of a chatichas nevel is also. So what's the raya from dogim meisif? Understand? What's surprising about the rosh? The rosh telling me a very big, it is a very big chiddush. The rosh telling me a chiddush that I have a chaticha, I have three chatichas, and I put them in a pot, and I know that there's chatichas nevel coming. I know for sure this plate is nevel coming out. So yomokim loymar, that how can I be matter the other seven? I know one of these chickens is. We'll go back to the chickens. It's really chatichas, but we'll go back. I know for sure one of these chickens is treif. So I know for sure. So fine, we have this magic of you're allowed to eat them all the basachas, the tarapaskin. You could eat each one. Now you could eat all three. But now I'm a little bit different. Now I have a pot in which there's plato, what the Rosh calls tzir. There's for sure over here tzir of a treif chicken. I could conceive that maybe now it's a new nidan. And this year the Torah never paskened. There's a new in the sinas tam. Maybe it's a new thing. Maybe it's a new nidan. Maybe it's a new case. So the Rosh says no. It's the same old case. Once the chicken is mutter, it's seer is mutter too. So that's a chiddush. So if you don't need convincing, you don't need convincing. But the Rosh is trying to convince somebody who might be skeptical. So the Rosh is trying to make the case that once the chicken is kosher, it's seer is kosher too. So Rosh is right. Well, you see, dogim are not kosher and it's seer is kosher. I don't understand what he wants. If to the extent that this chicken is kosher, then the raya from dogim is not meisif. If it's a kosher chicken and it's seared, if you really think it's a kosher chicken all the way down, and it's seared therefore is also kosher, and it's not like a new nidoin, we don't have to rethink it, so then fine, it's kosher. Dogim's not meisif. Elamai, you think that maybe there's a mokum lechalek, that even though we're passing on the chicken, that doesn't mean we pass on the seer. Maybe that seer is less the din of the seer of a chicken. So what does the Rosh want from dogim? Seer of a trade for chicken is also. Seer of dogim is mutter, but seer of a trade for chicken is also. So what are you comparing it to dogim? I must not understand it. There's another issue also, which is a peripheral issue, but it's Miguel, I'll just mention it. We have the Gemara. The Gemara says that Sir Dogim is Mutam Minatar. It's only the Siddharbon is there, Bam, it's only the Siddharbon Minatar is Mutam. So there's a Machaikas, Doyle Achrain, the Shach and the Chavaz Das. If Sir Dogim, if by Dogim, Sir is Mutter, Minatoyah. So does that mean that dogim don't have tam kirker? So Chavazdah says, yeah. Chavazdah says, if tzir dogim is mutum minatoyah, then by dogim, tam kirker is only derabon. Even the kiloshit is tam kirker is deraisa. Tam kirker is only deraisa, and those kind of things that the tzir is also deraisa. Like shotsim and the vela and so on. But by dogim with its series mutter, so tam kikker is only, the tzir is only derabonon, then tam kikker can't be more than the tzir. In other words, I understand where the Chavazdas is coming from. The Chavazdas understands what is tam kikker basically. Tam kikker is a plato. The tam is it's niflet from the nevela. The nevela is maflet, some kind of exudate. Something comes out of the nevela, it goes into the other chaticha, it gives it a tam, and it's not bottle, since it's nice and tam, it's not bottle. But what's the thing that's also, at the end of the day, the tam is some kind of plato. Well, by dogim, tzir is for sure, tzir is the emes, tzir is, what is tzir? Tzir is plato's dogim. The difference between tzir and tam is that tzir is plato's dogim all by itself. And tam is plato's, is plato that went into something else and is nice and tam, and that's why it's not bought. So, if by dogim, the tzir itself is mutter min ha-Torah, So the what is the tam? The tam is the tzir that infiltrated into something else and was nice and tam. So if the tzir is only the rabbanon, so the avada of the tam is only the rabbanon. So if the chavas das is a chiddush din, that even though we pass in tam kikud deraisa, that's the haskam el halach, we pass in tam kikud deraisa, but not by dogim. By dogim, tam kikud is the rabbanon. The shach is chaylik. The shach is chaylik. The shach holds that even though tzir dogim is the rabbanon, but if you cooked dogim with other food, and the dogim are nice and tam in the other food, that's it. That's tam kikker deraisa. Rabbeinu tam? Or the Rivon? The Rivon.
The Rivon, yeah.
No, but they're talking on the deraisa level. The shach holds me deraisa, that even though tzir dogim is only derabanan, the Rivon was talking about a derabanan issue. Here we're talking about the rice issue. Tzir dogim is mutter, minat Torah, midrabon it's also, but minat Torah, tzir dogim is mutter, but tam dogim is worse. So if you cook dogim, tmeim, with other food, carrots or something, you may trade for gefilte fish with carrots, the carrots are also minat Torah. But tzir dogim is mutter minat Torah. What's the svar in the shach? The chavazdas chara in the same word. What's the svar in the shach? So Mustami have to say in this, that the shach held that tzir dogim doesn't have tam dogim. Even though it tastes fishy because the tzir tastes fishy be'etzim. But that's its own fishy taste. But it doesn't have, it's not mekabel tam from the dag. The dag is full of tzir, and the tzir comes out, when you take it out of water, the tzir starts to come out, and that tzir has a taste, it has a fishy taste, because that's its taste, it has a fishy taste. but it was never belayah from the dag, because you never cooked it with the dag. If you cooked the dag in its sear, then the sear would be belayah tam from the dag. It's not worse than the carrot. But the sear comes out cold, so that sear has a fishy taste, because sear tastes fishy. But it's not called tam dogim. But if you cook fish with carrots, or for that matter, fish with sear, if you cooked it, so then the dag is maflit tam of the dag, of the buster of the dag, into the carrot, and that's called tam kim kederais. So the machlekes is how to understand this this halacha. You have kayotzi boy in hilchos brachos. There's a rosh talking a little bit analogous. There's a the rishonim will ask the steer and vegetable soup you make a barri pi adama. Those were doing that. I don't know if anybody here is doing that, but it's just recently in the dark. If you cook, if you make vegetable soup, it's barri pi. But you make brachos regardless. So if you make if you cook vegetable soup is barri pi adama. But apple juice is shakel. So the rishonim ask, what's the difference? Vegetable soup, but the water is, gets time from the soup from the vegetables, and it's an adama. And apple juice or any juice from a fruit, except for olives and grapes, which are special. But ordinarily, juices, Gemara says because it's Zeya Ba'alma. That juice is called Zeya Ba'alma. Very similar to Tzir. Same Lashon, the Gemara says by Tzir, it's Zeya Ba'alma. The Gemara says it by juice. Juice is Zeya Ba'alma. So it's only a Shahakom. So you're showing me this. What's the difference? How can the juice, the apple juice tastes a lot like apples. And as much as, probably as much as vegetable soup tastes like vegetables. So how come vegetable soup is adoma and apple juice is only a shahakal? So some Rishonim say yast urche, that it's the derech to make vegetables into soup, but not the derech to make apples into apple juice. At least it wasn't. So that's so then it's nothing to do with us. But the Rosh says that the vegetable soup tastes more like has time of vegetables, but the apple juice doesn't have time of the apples. Just Chaim Mamish is analogous to the Shach. The apple juice tastes apple-y because the juice tastes apple-y, but it wasn't makabel time from the meat of the apple. But vegetable soup, you cook the vegetables in the water, so the time of the vegetables themselves, of the meat of the vegetables, went into the soup. Mamish, I think it's very analogous to this shach. The tzir, that's like the apple juice. It doesn't have its own. It tastes fishy on its own, but it's not makabel time from the buster of the fish. Masha'en king, when you cook the fish in with carrots, so the fish is makabel time for the carrots are makabel time. That's already called tam kik. So the chayra from this rush. Is tremendous. I think is a riot to one of these studies. Maybe somebody could figure it out. It's a riot to somebody. What did the Rosh do over here? The Rosh wants to bring a riot. If you cook a tray for these, you have these three chickens, this terebus, and you cook it with other chickens. Yeah. Let's look it through. Again, what does the Rosh say? The Rosh says that if I have these three chickens, that would have a of so three chickens, Yavish, bottle, Nepakli is mutter. Now I throw them into a pot. So he says, and now it's nice and time with the other chickens. So it's mutter. Because it's a kosher chicken, it's mutter. Madach dogim, which are really treif, but the tzir is mutter. So these chickens, which are really kosher, avada when they're nice and tame, and the other chickens is mutter. So he's being medame the tzir of dogim to the tam that came out from this kosherized chicken. The frida chavas das. Tzir of dogim, l'chvi l'chavas das, right, sorry, l'chavas das. L'chvi l'chavas das, tzir of dogim is time of dogim. It has time of dogim. So then I understand the analogy. In other words, if you see from dogim that time that's niflat, that you can have a case that something is kosher, that something is treif rather, it's not kosher, but its time is kosher. So he says, so kavachayim, if something which is not kosher, its tam could be kosher. So something which is kosher, its tam is for sure kosher. But if you hold like the chashach, that tzir of dogim doesn't have tam dogim. Tzir of dogim is kosher because tzir of dogim is a zeya ba'alma, but it doesn't have tam dogim. Tam dogim is taka osim. If you cook dogim tmeim with other food, that's taka osim in atayr. So then what's he comparing? Tzir dogim is mutter, but if you cook dogim with other things, then it's osim in atayr. So what do you want? Here he told me, well, you cook them together. I cooked my chicken with all the chickens. Here we're talking about tam, not sir. So what are you bringing in from Tzir? So from this Rosh, Mamish Mukhuk like the Chavaz Das, that the Rosh understood that Tzir Dogam is Mutter, that means Tam Dogam is Mutter. That's his Taina. If Tam Dogam is Mutter, then Tam of a kosher, of a chicken that was Nepuk to be Mutter is certainly Mutter. I think it's a very strong lie to the Chavaz Das. I know what the Shach does. Yeah, but on the other hand, I still don't understand the Rosh. What's his point? I mean, that original question I asked before, I still don't understand. What is the Rosh want? What is this muscle from Dogam being nice? What are the dogma of what he's being massive to the to what's the, what is he being a riot to from dogma? Anyway, then he has another riot. Void riot. This is already we mentioned. Yeah, void riot in perikatayrovis. The dogma shutali they bittel and a chayze benes. This is the riot that we talked about at the beginning of the rush. That the rush. I'll bring you another riot. When something is mutter, it stays mutter. It blives mutter. Because the parash hashas lechbinu denaydi, the name called the parash meruba parash. That's that gemara about chatas amesu. When Mishami Shem yavoy asar koyinim viakrivim v'vasachas. The Rosh apparently learns that we're talking about asar koyinim that they're going to be making all of the behemoths v'vasachas. Uparach otu gisa v'gisa asir megis uklishim aktiv v'yachalovim koyim v'achay shehutu v'chosim. V'chibishul shechazu l'kviyusim yeosu. Now the chayzer to kriyus doesn't be it's not chayzer yeser. What just occurs to me now, interesting is Lashon. I thought his raya is that you have these 10 behemoths, each one has a raya, called the parish, Meruba parish. But now I'm being makiv of asachas, so I know for sure the idea is the word that I'm being makiv a murim that are apostle. But it doesn't matter since each one already had a psak. It was nepachli his mutter and his mutter. Well, that's basically what he's saying. But his lashon is not that even though now we're being makiv the murim of asachas, it's like an achila of asachas, but it's still okay. His lashon is that chazul lekviyusim. Sounds like the issue is that even though before it was called the parish Meruba parish, but now that we're bringing them together in one megis, now the issue is kavua. So I should rethink it. Before it was called the parish, but now it's called kavua kamechz al mechzel. That's quite sure what to make of this. But it sounds like his the issue here is not so much that you're being mocked to them of asachas. I don't know why not. I mean, that's the issue. It's like with the chickens. If you're going to do an achilim of asachas, but it's nepach. What's? I don't know where this is going because just noticing it now. But I like the little. If I'm in the Rosh's shoes, and I was looking at this gemara over there. In that, what would I see in that gemara? What's the point of that gemara? What was the havamig l'mashal before we said v'chim egisa asira? So what was the issue? The issue l'chayra was very similar to the rush over here about the gimel chatichos. But now I want to eat them b'vasachas. How can I eat them b'vasachas? Nepach. So there also each one had a cold parish, but now I want to be makdim b'vasachas. Teretz is nepach. I see that the lush and the rush is not that way. That the issue it's mashman the rush. The issue is not so much that I'm being mocked to them of asachas. I don't know why not. The issue is that when I put them in the megis, in the frying pan, in the klisharis that I'm going to use to be mocked to the emurim, so it's going to, and I put all these emurim together, so instead of being called, now it's going to be yisir kavu. Called kavu is kemechtzal mechtzal. Why is that in the kud over here?
What is being alive that's not once it becomes heter, it's not closer to be iser. It's the same thing there. Once the closer portion of your parish, you go down to Kazula, we say the same heter.
So why don't they say, the same thing by maybe this has to do with this. I have another question on this Rosh. The Rosh had said two chidushim. If you look back in there at the Rosh, the Rosh had said two major chidushim. First of all, he said a chidush that you could eat them with vasachas. That's a chidush all by itself, that you could eat these three chatichas with vasachas. I know one of them is also. It's mechadish, you could eat them with vasachas. And he put a raya. What was his raya? He didn't have so much raya. Yeah, he's taking back. He didn't have so much raya. What was his raya? His raya is because the Gemara never says other what?
Lishman.
Yeah, that's it. Lishman. It doesn't say anywhere that it said that. It doesn't say anywhere otherwise. No, he says, by reminding Badan, the Gemara is the pains to tell me you can't eat them Bavas Achas, only the third time of this. And over here it says Bittul, and the Lashon of Bittul is Mashmet to Mutter. That's basically it. It doesn't have any other big smoking guns. You know. The raya from the Gemara is Mashmet at Bittul. And also the Lashon of Bittul, he says, the Lashon of Bittul is Mashmet. Bittul means Mamish Hepta Gomel. Right. Then he says another chiddush number two, that not only can you eat them b'vasachas, but if you cook them, the tam that comes out I treat as tam of kosher chatichos, and not as tam of a treif chaticha. And here I think it's the first time he uses the lashon because it can't be chayzer liyisur. So here he's saying another yisod. The first yisod was that chad betray is hutter. The issa was hutter. You had to eat it with vasachas. And number two, once it's hutter, so it's not chayzul yisui. So even though the tam hayotzi mimenu l'chayra, so that's what the tam hayotzi mimenu can't be chayzul yisui. And now is when he wakes up and he brings the Gemara about mitvchi megisa asira. That the Gemara Bechina Gisa Asira is the raya to the second Nekudah. But it's not a raya to his original Nekudah. It's not a raya to his original thesis that Chad betray allowed to eat them of Vasachas. That is not a raya. That he has to establish in the fact that the Gemara never said otherwise. Having said that Chad betray is Chazit and Snepachli is Mutter, he then says, I'll bring you a raya that once it's Mutter, the Tam Hayotze can't be Chazit Yisosar. That I would have arrived from Bechim Megisa Asira, that you see that even though it was called the Parish, once it was called the Parish, even though now it's Kavua, so it's not Chayzul Yisur. Why isn't this a Raya ready to his original Yisur? Chayz exactly the same thing. I have a 10 behemoths, I was passing down Piroi, that each one is Mutter, and now I'm bringing them up of Asachas, I'm being mocked to them together.
Oh,
so you want to say maybe the Rosh holds like that like yeah. Rashi that's only right. I was thinking that for a second, but then it wouldn't be Kavu either. The whole idea of Kavu is Ikri Surah. I know for sure the Isra is Kavu over here. If according to Rashi, then it's not even Kavu. But maybe we could say Karv, what you're saying. We'll say not that, certainly the Rosh holds that all of the behemoths are here, and all of the Yimurim are here. But maybe he doesn't think it's called an Achilah B'Vasachah, since there's still 10 Kehanim. And each one's going to be marked there, they murim from, even though they're in the Megis together. But maybe the case is each coin is going to be marked there, different they murim. So maybe he doesn't think that you actually have an achilo of the vasachas. Maybe you don't really have the equivalent of an achilo of the vasachas. What you do have is that there's a moment that the Isser is kavu, that the Isser is kavu over here. So we should revisit the suffix. Before it was a suffix called the parish, now it's a suffix of kavua. Maybe it's not called Achila B'Vasachas. Achila B'Vasachas, maybe you don't have. Because I don't say, well, the Mizbeach is eating the mold of Vasachas. I thought the Achila's Mizbeach is one Achila. Maybe not. I look at each Kayan. Each kohen is makdir one of these emurim. Let's assume that that's how it is. Not that one kohen takes all the emurim and then dumps them on the mizbeach. Each kohen is makdir his the emurim that he's being makdir. But they were all put together in this megus. I don't know exactly how it was, but let's say. So therefore, his issue is that's why he doesn't talk about how can you be makdir them to the keachot. And that's why he didn't really compare it to the case of eating them keachot, because maybe that you don't have over there in Zvachim. You don't have a one achilo. But what you do have is that something that was called the parish now is kavua. That's what the Gemara happened. We know that it should be chayzul isuri because before it's called the parish, but now it's called kavua kamechzal mechzal. So we don't say that. We don't say kol kavua kamechzal mechzal because the parish tradition is because there's no isur. For kol kavua, I would need one of these chatichas to be the chatich of isur, but none of the chatichas are the chatich of isur because I said kol the parish.
If it's regarding the hatara, it's not kavua. Why does that help?
Because but since they're all put in the same megas, at some point I don't know they're all put in the same megas. Now they're all kavua together. No, it's in this since the kohen are bringing them all together at the same time. So maybe megas just even a figure of speech. They're all kavua here in the Ben Azara. All of these behemoths, the emur, they're all here in the Azara, and now in the Azara they're kavua, and one of them is Isser, so it should be called Ikvi Isser. I don't know if I need literally the megas. Maybe the megas is a figure of speech. The chalovim hasurim are kavua here in the azar, and that's already. So now it should be chayzer to be a case of kol kavu kamechzal mechzal. So that you see in the Gemara that since it was called the parish, so it can't be chayzer. So it's hutter. So it's not chayzer to be considered. So it's still hutter. So now it's not kavua either, because to be kavua, I need the isur should be kavua. And the Isser is not kavur because there is no Isser, because every chaticha is called the parish. So maybe that's why he uses the lashon of kavur. He doesn't use the lashon of achilu b'vasachas. But I still have the first question. Okay, fine, but at the end of the day, this should be still a riot that was originally yisoid. Why is this not a riot that was originally yisoid? No, it's still meduik in the Rosh. He doesn't bring this Gemara as the riot to his original yisoid that you're allowed to eat the chatichas b'vasachas. He doesn't bring it as the riot to the idea that the chaticha was nepach. God, he doesn't bring a raya. He brings a raya to the idea that once it's nepach, it's not chayzer. Maybe this is a raglayim ledava. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe like that's the chiller that if you're working with a pitul.
Right. Maybe we talk after we think things. Maybe we were wrong before. Maybe la'olam the Rosh learns that the bitul of yavish b'yavish chai betray is an oitzim yuta kind of bitul. It's not merely a bitl of birurim. It's a real bitl, like a lach lach thick bitl. So that's why you can't. And maybe things different. The Gemara in Zvachim is no raya. The Gemara in Zvachim, it's called the parish. That's just different. There, it's called the parish. You think this too? How's it going to work? I mean, Lachari said, so it's called Kolshkin. If called the parish is Nepach, so Bitalach Balach should for sure be, his Batla should for sure be Nepach. But still, maybe they're different. Maybe called the parish. I'm just thinking out loud right now. I don't know. How to deal with all of this? I think there's something here in the Pshat. I think that the direction would be to say that maybe the Rosh holds that La'olam, when in a case, a real case of kol deparish, maybe the Rosh holds that you cannot eat the b'vasachas. Because at the end of the day, I mean, that's what we thought originally, intuitively. At the end of the day, it's only a beer of Suffolk. But eat them of asachas, what is the beer of sofa going to help? I know now the idea of adois that I'm eating isser. Maybe that's true. Maybe that's true, even if you the Rosh, that is by cold the parish, move the parish, you can't eat them all the asachas. a few teisha chanuyos, and you have 9 pieces of meat that you found on the road, and you know each one came from a different. Okay. I don't want to interrupt this. I mean, Colin's supposed to give a short something, so. So let's think this through. Maybe La'ilam, the Rosh really holds that by a birur, you can't eat them with basachas. Because a birur is only a birur sekas. It's not a suffix. It's only shayach by bitul of by ispatlus. Then I could say, yeah.
And what's the ride that once we can mutter
camera? Well, let's think through it. Let's walk it through. I don't know. We just may be a dead end, but I want to. We'll try it. If you don't try it, then we know it's, you know. If you don't try it, then the answer is no. So let's say like that. So therefore, in the Gemara's Vachem, you don't have the Vasachas, because maybe the Kayahanim, it's not one Kayan being mapped in the Vasachas. That's not Shat in the Gemara. You see from his Lashon, he's not learning Gemara and Zochim that one kain is makhdin of Vasachas. It's not an achilu of Vasachas. It's kavur, that's a different thing we'll worry about in a second, but achilu of Vasachas you can't have by a kol deparish. The answer is that here we're not talking about a kol deparish, here we're talking about a espatlus. And that is machadish, that by a espatlus, you're allowed to eat them all with Vasachas, because he says that's the chiddush of achirab m'lahatos. Achirab m'lahatos is the postik for bitul b'roif. For bittul b'roiv, a nudin bittul, not beer sveikas, bittul b'roiv. Somehow it says in Achirab l'hatis. I don't know exactly how, but somehow. And he says, so the Torah said that bittul b'roiv, the Torah said that it has a din, that it's chayzul yismut. That's his chiddush, that it's chayzul yismut. And that taki has no right from the Gemara anywhere. It's just in the lush of the Gemara, bottle is mashma completely. Same as just like by bittul b'shishim, it means completely. You could eat the whole thing. So here also it means completely, and you don't find the gemara in the chalak otherwise that you can't eat them b'vasachas. So vayis says bottle completely, you could eat them b'vasachas. Finished. End of story. Now he starts a new dinah, and that is when you have something that the Torah passing that is mutter, could it be chayzer liyos also? Now here's where it gets tricky. How to work this through? Could it be chayzer liyos mutter? So he says. Well, and what's negetu? It's negetu the plato that comes out. Because the plato that comes out, why should that be chayzer to be a problem? Because the plato that comes out, that's already tam. And tam doesn't have bitul chad b'tray. Bitul chad b'tray was only by Yovish. Plato, which is tam, doesn't have bitul chad b'tray. It has bitul b'shishin. Midrabonim, you have bitul chad b'tray, even lach b'lach. Mimbamino has bitul chad b'tray even by lach v'lach, but midrabanan they said that mimbamino ultimately mishenim we treat it like mimbamino we treat it like tam. Tam doesn't have bitul chad b'tray. Tam needs bitul b'shishim. So even though I had a bitul of chad b'tray, but now I want to be chayzer. Now I have a new circumstance. If it was yovish, now it's lach. In lach, now it's tam. In tam, yovish chad b'tray is not enough. Now I need bitul b'shishim. Maybe I have to rethink things. Before I had bittul the tray, but now maybe I need bittul the shishin. So he says, no. Dover, something that was dead, that was became mutter with bittul chav tray, is not chayzli yisos. But now I should say, now you need bittul the shishin. Since it had bittul chav tray, so it had bittul chav tray. End of story. Once it had bittul chav tray and it was sufficient then, so it remains sufficient. So this time, it was bittul chav tray. Because even though time by itself, l'chatchila, doesn't need, is not enough chad v'trei. But since it already had chad v'trei when it was yomish, so it remains beheteret. This already he compares to the Gemara in Zvachim. We have a suffix that was hutter midin called the parish, but now it's kavua. So I should say, yeah, this suffix was hutter with called the parish, but now it's kavua. So now I should revisit. Now it's kavua, so you don't go basarev. You don't go basarev in the parish, you don't go basarev in the kavua. He says, no, I have this yisayt. Since it was originally a parish, and in a parish you do go basaroy, even though now it's a kavua, but once it was hutter because it was a parish, so it remains hutter even though now it's a kavua. And this is karv l'pshat in the rush. If there's a chiddush here, I mean it's all chiddushim, but there's a difficulty here in that. Who says everything is the same? Like, who says everything works the same? Just because in Dine Bittul is Batlus, we say once something had the Bittul of Chad Betray, we can't now impose on it the Bittul of Shishin. Who says Biris Fekis worked the same way? That once a Suffolk was Huver with called the Parish, so you can't now say the Suffolk reemerges because now it's Kavua? Like, who says everything's in the same, who says everything works parallel? You know, maybe it's different. Maybe when it comes to his Batlus, So once something was bottled, it's bottled. It doesn't wake up again. But when it comes to Biris Fekis, just because when it was a Suffolk of Parish, I had the right, but now it's a Suffolk of Kavua, maybe I have to rethink the Suffolk. Just I don't know how the Rosh made this jump. It's not so clear to me. But on the other hand, in the Siddur of the Rosh, this sounds to me now that maybe this is correct. That's why the Rush never, because that's the main nekuda here is, the main issue is, the Rush never brought the Gemara in Zvachim as a riot to his original Yisoid of Chayzul Yismut. It sounds like it's not a riot to the original Yisoid of Chayzul Yismut. Because that you can't compare his Batlus to Achirabim Lahatus. And to call the Parish Meruv Parish. And for that matter, call the Parish Meruv Parish probably is not Chayzul Yismut. I think that's part of what we're saying. We're saying that by kol deparish muv parish, you cannot eat them of asachas, because this notion that it's chayzuli is mutter only makes sense by his batlus. It doesn't make sense by biur of sekis. If you were to take all those emurim and have one kai and bring them all up at the same time, clearly that would be problematic. Or if you have teisha chanuyas, you want to eat them all of asachas, that maybe would be problematic, because in biur of sekis you can't eat them all of asachas. But he's bringing a right to a different nekuda, that once I paskind something is bottle beroy betray, I can't now say, but it needs to have shishim to be bottle beroy. By the same token, once I'm a virus offic with the rules of kol deparish, I can't say, but now I need the rules of, now I'm going to come back and impose the rules of kavua. Since I was matir with the rules of kol deparish, so it stays with the rules of kol deparish, even though later I became kavua, I remain with the rules of kol deparish.
With the rules of Kol Deparish, why can't you offer them all at once?
Because even the rules of Kol Deparish just say that I'm a varied the suffix with Kol Deparish, but it's still dine sekis. If you mark them all at once, then it's a vada that you're doing this.
But it doesn't mean
it's still beer is fakis. So beer is fakis. At the end of the day, beer is fakis. It says the Kol Deparish and Mavara that this emurim is minarot.
So,
but and therefore even though later on it became kavua, that still remains. This one emurim is this one behemoth is from the Reif. Even though now it's kavua, but I already applied the kol deparish and I determined that it's from the Reif, so it's still from the Reif. But even if I determine this behemoth is from the Reif and this behemoth is from the Reif and this behemoth is from the Reif, but that doesn't change the fact that if I'm going to bring them all at the same time, then I know for sure that I'm bringing the behemoth of Isser. Because the Rosh never said that by kol deparish you have a nepach. Nepach is only by Isbatlus. By kol deparish, there's no nepach. It's not nepach li is mutter. It's that the Torah said that we were machriya the roiv, and once we machriya the roiv with kol deparish, We don't turn around and say, but now we're going to need Dinei Kavur. Once I said this behemah is mukta, it's called the parish. So this behemah, even later on, it's kavua. This behemah remains with the heter, but it's a heter of beer is fakus. It's not a heter that allows me to eat the mobile basachas.
So the point is that even though I wouldn't be able to bring all of them at once, I'd be able to bring one at a time, which I wouldn't have been able to do if they never.
I can bring them one at a time, even though they're all kavua together in the Azar. I show me doing his lashon. He doesn't say they're bringing them all at the same time. He says that they're kavua now. The issue is before it's parish, now it's kavua. He doesn't say the issue is that I'm being makalim at the same time. Because in Echanami, to be makalim at the same time, you're not allowed. The issue is that they're kavua. That's why he never brought this. If you could be makalim all at the same time, then he should have brought this Gemara as a riot to his original Yisrael. Parents says that doesn't say anything about Yisrael. So it's not a riot to his original Yisrael, and it could be that it's not true. But you cannot be makalim at the same time. All you see is this idea. There's a lot of work to be done, but I think this is a correct direction in the rush. Again,
on Kufam and Aleph, some Toso says the Ber Yoshani, and then he explains that you can't say, since it's Kavua, we can't say that called the parish word parish, but if it's not the Davar Chasha, then you can. But Shema, one Gavra can't take all of it. So the Toso Sarosh says over there that Avalani Biarti Chula Achas. That one person can take all of it.
Tosin Dapkuf.
Yeah, Tos Arosh is on there.
But does he say Bavasachas?
No, so that's what I'm maybe it's a Siwa.
Okay. What needs to be done now, if this is Emes, then the work that remains to be done is to sort of, it's like to explicate what exactly is this yisoid that something, which now takes different forms in different places, that when something is mutter, is mutter, it's not chayzli yisosif. It means different things in different places. In the case of isbatlos, it means once it was batel beroiv, and it was misbatel, it was misbatel, so even though later it's not yavish b'yavish anymore, later it's yilach b'lachach and yitshishim. Once it was bottle had betray, so it blinds bottle, even though later on it became lach v'lach. Over there in Zvachim, we're talking about a different idea. That once a chaticha was hover, that is from the roib with called the parish, so it remains hover, it remains mutter, even though later on it became kavua. It's sort of like, I don't know, I mean, maybe there's no, maybe that's just the way it is. It's sort of hard to wrap your head around. Like, how are these two things the same principle when they're so different? You know, it's like saying, when something is mutter, I don't know what it's comparable to. I mean, it's different things. Once I have vitel beroiv, it's bottle beroiv, that doesn't stop being bottle. So they were talking about the urim. Maybe once something is in the star, I'll be called the parish. But maybe later on it became kavua, so now the suffix is chayzev and neir. Like, who says these things work the same? At the end of the day, the Rosh is applying this principle that once we're matter something, it's not chayzli as osur, the Rosh is applying that principle to a very different context now, it comes out. He's applying it to the principle of something that had its vatlus of yovish v'yovish chad betray, and even though now it's lach v'lach and ordinary chishim, but since it was bottle chad betray, it blives bottle. And he's applying the same, and he's saying it's the same principle that we find that once something was hover, that it's minaroi, we call the parish, so it remains, we consider it to be mutter, even though now it's the suffix of kavua. I know, somehow he thinks this is a uniform principle. That once the Torah, once we're mata something, it blives mutter. I don't know, some inertia principle, but it's in some different contexts. It's hard to understand how this is the same principle at all. Yeah. Yes.
I don't know that, but
the Rebbe's only say about Achar and
Lahajis
is that we don't know based on the
Maisachilah. So these boats are going to get messed up now. Well, no, I'm.
Yeah.
I thought now it's both of these are similar in as much as we originally done off of that as a Maisachilah Shal Hetha. So that's also going to carry through when I'm saying right now, Bakal Chad and Trey, Shalalad, that's what Shisha might come up later and stuff that
I
would care about.
So number one, the whole concept, which I'm very fond of, that the way Bittul works is that the Rav determines that the Shem Achilas and Achilas Heter, it's very hard to apply that to Yovish Yovish. That's why in other Rishonim I'm much happier that the Yovish Yovish is a whole different thing. Yovish Yovish Takabira Sekis. It's not a Hispatlus. But if we're going to say, in fact, that in the Rosh, Yovish Yovish is a Hispatlus, it's a form of Bittul like Lach Vela, then it's hard to hear that has to do with the Maisachila, because every Yachatik has its own Maisachila. And then in the case of Kol Deparish, then it's for sure that way. There it's a question of, that's for sure just a question of Beerus Seikus. The Kol Deparish is Mavar the Suffolk. I mean, I don't know, maybe the Rosh somehow, his Das Torah was that it's the same principle, just like that it's a rule of the Torah, that you don't keep revisiting the issue. You know, once you pass it that it's Botul Chad Betray, it's Botul Chad Betray. I now Slach Balach. But it was already Botul Chad Betray, it's not Chosli Suri. And similarly, once you pass in something with the Roiv, so you don't keep revisiting it. You pass something with the Roiv, even though these are different kind of talking. But somehow that's the Sada Shova and Dinei Torah, and once we're able to deploy some halacha, so that becomes the Achor Halacha, and later on it doesn't change. I think now this deep from the Rosh Hashanah are very... The deep is double. The deep is from the Sidur HaDvarim, why he brought the Gemara Zvachim as a raya only to his extra thing about Bishul, but not to his original site of Nefach. And by the Gemara Zvachim itself, he talks about the fact that now it's Kavu, and not about the fact that you're bringing it from Vasachas. In fact, you can do some things in my house. Okay? Life is full of surprises.
I don't know what this year was, but he has sort of actually say and therefore the issue is actually on the 10 people that the 10 people are going to be.
The fresh was not good.